Spring trolling was open in May and June and meant to offer fishing time for Chinook produced by Alaska hatchery programs. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects the spring catch will wind up somewhere around 13,000 kings. That's an improvement over last year's total, still well below recent averages. Grant Hagerman is the department's regional troll management biologist.
You know, with still concerns for wild southeast Chinook, that we've had a huge reduction in the number of areas that are open in spring. So about a third of what we've historically had open has been open. So that obviously reduces the number of fish harvested and the effort. So that's kind of what we're still seeing this year.
Both the winter and spring saw improved catch totals over last year, despite continuing restrictions on fishing time and area for conservation measures. But this spring's catch saw a drop in the Alaska hatchery fish component. Catches were bolstered by fish destined for rivers in Canada and the west coast of the U.S. As for effort, this spring, around 250 permit holders made landings, well below the recent average of around 415 trollers. Also down this year, the average size of spring kings, and the spring price started very low, just over $4 a pound. Hagerman says that's rebounded to around $7 a pound.
So that's something that we have not really seen before in the past, but given how the markets were, you know, with everything shutting down, obviously restaurants closing, and a lot of the spring fish are fresh fish going to that kind of market. And so not surprising that that price started out low, where they were having to probably freeze that product, I would assume. But as things started to open, that price has come up.
And typically that price drops going into the summer season. The big question mark hanging over the summer season was a lawsuit seeking an injunction on king salmon trolling in federal waters 3 miles offshore. Those waters produce a big part of the summer catch. A judge recommended against such an injunction in June. That's one piece of good news for trollers. Another is this year's allocation for the fleet, which is up from last year. That's based on indicators of salmon abundance agreed upon under the salmon treaty. Fish and Game expects the first opening will last around 7 or 8 days for the fleet to catch a target harvest of over 85,000 kings, or 70% of the summer allocation. But Hagerman says effort and other factors will play into how quickly the fleet reaches that mark.
It's hard to know how this, you know, the pandemic is going to affect effort. If guys are really itching to get out and there's going to be a lot more boats out, you know, just to get out, or if it's going to be, you know, fewer, or kind of how that's going to impact that. And so, of course, weather is another one too, and so we'll really have to get a handle on how that effort has changed, because you know, that could swing a day, you know, here or there if there's more boats or a lot fewer boats than what's anticipated.
Summer effort has seen a big decrease in the past few years, with close to 600 permit holders fishing the summer season instead of the 750 to 800 that was the norm. A second opening to target the remaining kings will follow later in the summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.